New Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. And now, Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
Hello, and we welcome you to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center for Grizzly basketball tonight. And the Grizzlies have had a week off to rest up for this two-day weekend event. And tonight they'll play the first of two. Tonight and tomorrow, tonight, it's the Panthers from Morton College in Cicero, Illinois, which is to say a Chicago suburb. They're in Cook County, and they are 4-3 on the year. The Grizzlies come into this ballgame with a 3-6 record after two tough losses last weekend, Curtis. Two games against two pretty good teams, and just didn't quite have enough to get over the hump. Didn't play bad, just didn't play good enough to win.
Yeah, it was nothing to complain about on the Grizzly side. I mean, you limited turnovers, played really good defense. You know, just didn't see shots go down for an extended period of time in both of those games. And I believe Southeast Iowa is ranked, and Northeast Mississippi was close to being ranked, and they probably are this week. So nothing to hang your head about with losing to both of those teams in very close games.
I'm going to look that up, as a matter of fact, here in just a little bit. Check out the NJCAA rankings. And it's not going to surprise me in the least if Northeast Mississippi is or Northwest Mississippi. It would be Northeast Mississippi in our case. We play them again next week, by the way. We play both Northeast and Northwest Mississippi.
Mm. Those are away games, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Okay, we're ready to go. The Grizzlies jump center with Lionel Kimwemba. And the starters, we had an illegal toss in the air, so we'll do it all over again. And we'll pick up the starters for this game as they get involved. And it's going to be on the violation. It'll be Morton College ball. They're in the orange with the black trim, black numbers. Grizzlies in the home white with red lettering, red numbers, and blue trim. Game is underway, and here is Charlie McCarthy on the left wing. Big kid now on the wing. Gets it back to McCarthy. Low block. Backs his way down. Bumps, turns. Lost it. Stolen. Grizzlies back. Two-on-two break. Bounce pass ahead. Great feed. Layup. Right hand. Good by Urji Hanover.
Great feed there from Zaheem Jackson as well. Baited the defense to get close to him and then just passed it right at the right time for Urge.
So the Grizzlies take a 2-0 lead. Over on the right point, they'll move it to the baseline. Wraparound pass, ball deflected, picked up across the lane. Right-hand runner off the glass is good. And we're tied at two. That was Kevin Cathy with the first bucket for the Panthers. Grizzlies on offense. And we're 1 minute into the ballgame. Zaheem Jackson has it on the left side, goes all the way around, puts it up off the board, no good, tipped it back to himself in the lane, goes up, got fouled, late call, but a foul, and he'll shoot two.
I was wondering if they're going to call it. He had his own rebound, so it would have been all right.
I was going to look back at the last game. The last game, Zaheem didn't do much. He had 1 point. And so he's at the line here. He's had some pretty good games, though, recently. And again, he's been one of those players fighting a hamstring injury. First free throw is no good.
That foul on number 20, Zara Grbovich.
I'm glad you got that before I did.
I'm not.
And the next one is good. It's 1 out of 2 for Zaheem Jackson. And it's a 3-2 ball game, and the Grizzlies back on defense. Now at the right side at the elbow, they'll move in, lean in, shot up, and no good. The foul is going to be called. It'll be Grizzly basketball out of bounds, it looks like. Nope, it won't.
I think they're saying he steps out.
So no foul on the play. Inbound from underneath. I'll play out to the wing. Cutting across, bounce pass to the point. We'll get the ball there to Cappy. Pull-up shot from the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper is up and in by Adrian Anderson. Grizzly 5 is Ryan Richardson with Zaheem Jackson, Urji Hanami, Blaine Harris, and Lionel Kumwimba. That's the starting five for tonight. 4-3 game, Morton on top. Pass inside, bad pass, tipped away, stolen. Grizzlies throw it away and back from left to right. Here comes Morton College with it. They'll move the ball out to the point with McCarthy. Over on the right side, curling over the top, free throw runners off the backboard and good by Adrian Anderson, who banked it in straight away. That shouldn't count for two.
That looks like my type of shot for that game.
That was a horse shot is what that was. Grizzlies now down by three, 6-3. Hanami inside, good feed, Lionel Kumwimba. Feeds it back outside, Ryan Richardson. Goes behind the back of the elbow, in the paint, stops, pumps, can't get loose. Fadeaway jump shot, back iron won't fall. And the rebound tipped across, McCarthy has it. And back they come. McCarthy inside is 6'10". So he takes up a lot of space, and he's an imposing figure in there. He is a 6'10 sophomore from England. Zaheem Jackson, right side, Urji, looks in, gets it on the baseline, and lost out of bounds. But we're going to get a push ball on the play on McCarthy from behind. Charlie McCarthy picks up his first foul.
Second team foul for Morton.
Sometimes you'll see a player get a push foul like that called on him, and you say, I didn't see anything there. You watch the whole play, you see everything. Here's a drive. Urji goes up and around the big guy and lays it off the glass left side. Urji Hanami with his second field goal.
Great double pump by Urji there.
The Grizzlies are without Javian Downey tonight. He is not playing. He's got a strained Achilles. So rest is the best recipe. Here's a backdoor cut. Oh, a good give and go play. McCarthy gets the lay-in. Grizzlies did not switch on defense. And McCarthy with an easy lay-in. 16:27, there's a timeout on the floor. 8-5, the Panthers lead the Grizzlies. We're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Five ball game, and we go back to play. Full court pressure now by Morton College. Grizzlies break the press. 20 on the shot clock. On the right side, back to the right point. Now on the left point. Ryan's wide open. The three is good. Ryan Richardson from downtown ties the game at 8. Grizzlies straight man-to-man. They've played kind of a combination man-to-man zone defense this year, kind of 50-50. Right baseline drives, Zaheem cuts off the dribbler. Now they'll back down to the low block. They'll turn to the middle, turn around, fadeaway shot, won't go. And the rebound pulled away, though, by Morton College. They lose it, and Kumwimba comes away with the loose ball. First turnover. Blaine Harris, deep right corner, three. Good! Foul on the play, and the basket counts, and Blaine will shoot for the 4-point play at 15:35, 11-8 Grizzlies.
That'll be our second attempt at a 4-point play already this season.
So Blaine Harris, who got the start tonight, this is his first start of the season. And if I remember correctly, our last game we talked a little bit about what a good steady player Blaine is and what he brings to team. And there it is, a 4-point play. Fairly rare, and that makes it 12-8 Grizzlies. It's crazy how fast the game can change I mean, a second ago it's 8-5, and then you blink, you look up, it's 12-8.
Yeah.
It can happen quick.
That's just how basketball is. Not sure what the discussion is. They sounded the horn after the free throw, which would mean
this
coming in for Blaine. But
this is not a good sign when you got to go to the scores table and look at the book. Evidently, there's not a mistake in the book. That would lead to a technical foul right off. Here we go, back to play, 12-8 score. Morton College with the basketball in the front court to the left wing. They'll look to the point. They'll move it there to the right side. Grizzlies defense has been really good here the last two or three games. Down the key, they'll cut off the dribble. Trapped in the lane. How long are you in the lane? Here's a drive ball blocked away by Lionel Kimwimba. Down the key, Zaheem Jackson pulls it back. Urji Hunami spins to the middle. Hangs, shoots, no good. Got his own rebound, kicks it outside. Ryan for his second three, good. Grizzlies have already made three threes here in the first half. 15-8 score. On the right sideline, this is Jordan Brooks. Now on the baseline, his pull-up jumper won't go, and Urji above the fray to pull away the rebound. Grizzlies look down the floor, lob it up ahead. Ryan thought about it, now kicks it back. Back to Ryan. Shoots his third three. It's off the lip of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up off the deck by Kevin Cathy. Cathy gets it to the front court. Inside, ball off the rim, no good. Lionel Kimwimba comes away with it. He may need a rest here pretty soon. As he gestures toward the bench, Sean Glass will check in. And they've gone to a zone here. Zaheem at the point, right wing. Urji puts it on the deck, back to the point. Wide open three is launched and good by Zaheem Jackson.
And timeout Morton, as the Grizzlies now have a 10-point lead, 18-8, with 13:55 to go.
It was 8-5. The Grizzlies have outscored them 13-0 since then. 13:55 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies with a 10-point lead at the Civic Center. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw. Now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Along with Curtis Ballou to my right, way down yonder is a guy I used to know named Drew Joyce, I think. Good to see Drew back in the saddle again. It's just good to see Drew, period. Back to play, out front. Circle around top of the circle, will get it in the paint. Nothing open there for Cathy. Down the key, they'll drive in, ball tied up, and a reach-in foul will be called on Sean Glass for the Grizzlies.
Oh, they're going to put that on Ethan. They gave that to Ethan.
I didn't even know Ethan was in the game.
He's got a new hairdo.
Probably why I didn't recognize it. He looks much taller.
He does.
Here's the inbound play from underneath. They'll get it inbounds to the right corner. Dribble out to the point. McCarthy to the left side, a drive down the Keaton. Ball is off the side iron, picked up by Blaine Harris. Grizzlies come back, looking way up the floor. Sean, one bounce, right wing three ball is off the side iron and off the top of the backboard, dead ball. And it'll go back to Morton College with 13-14 to play in this here first half.
That was great held defense by Ryan Richardson down on the other end to affect that shot and get the miss.
But we got a really good open shot out of it. Like to see the Grizzlies play more like that. Front court, down the key. Drive, ball handler lost his balance, fell to the deck, and that's a travel violation. I believe that's Dalen Rowe. Travel, that's a second turnover. Call against Morton. On the right side, Sean Glass back to the left side. Skip pass, right corner. Blaine, good ball movement in the left corner. Ergy beats his man on the dribble, up and around, kicks it far side. Blaine with a three, no good. Rebound, though, there's Smith with it for the Grizzlies. Back outside, will reset the offense. Ethan Smith in the game. Three ball left side, good. Ryan Richardson is cooking with gas tonight. Got nine, all on threes. 21-8. That is 16 in a row scored by the Grizzlies. At the point, they'll put it on the floor, step through. That should have been a walk, but it's going to be a foul on Blaine Harris. Lionel Kamwimba back in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. They'll also check in Nathaniel Lewis for a Morton College 6'7 sophomore, another English kid. Inbound play at the point. They'll move it on the bounce, pick it up, now hand it off on the left wing. Jordan Brooks to the right point. They'll move it out with Lewis down the baseline. Pull up, jump shot, 14-footer is good. That was a nice shot.
Yeah, not much you can do there. The good defense, better shot.
Adrian Anderson with his third field goal. Ergy Hunami with a 21-10 score. We're scoring points at a pace that we have done rarely this year. Oh, here's a ball stolen. Richardson went behind the back, got it fleeced. Banks lays up at the other end and off the turnover. Morton College cuts into the lead. 21-12. Crossover dribble. We're not moving the basketball. We're just,
that's the second time I'm behind the back. Dribble has led to a turnover twice in a row.
When people dribble, people stand still. Left wing, Brooks with another three. That's good. That's Anderson. Adrian Anderson now has 11, and suddenly it's 21-15 because they've scored seven in a row. Cross-court pass, Richardson has it, free throw line. To the right corner. Ergy goes baseline, spins to the middle, fall away off the board is good. Ergy Hanami with a phenomenal shot.
He's had some gentle touch around the rim tonight, and that's a good thing to see.
Athletically, Ergy probably our best athlete. Here's a drive and a shot up and good as it bounced on the back iron, and we're quickly figuring out that Adrian Anderson is a scorer. He's got 13 of their 17. Sean Glass for the Grizzlies at the left point. Ethan Smith had it knocked away, and it's stolen away. They're going to hold it up at midcourt, 23-17. Left corner, open shot for a three, and that's good by Nathaniel Lewis. Timeout, Grizzlies. Well, you can say it's a game of streaks. We score 16 in a row, then they turn around and score 12 of the next 14. Timeout on the floor. 10:04 to play in the first half. Grizzlies lead down to 3. 23-20. Back in a minute on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We come back with 10:04 to go in the first half. And the Grizzlies are ahead 23-20 against the Morton College Panthers from Cicero, Illinois, up near Chicago. Here's a pull-up from 17. Good, Zaheem Jackson. And, boy, we needed that coming out of the timeout. 25-20, Grizzlies by 5. At the point, Kevin Cassie at the left point. Here's another 3 launch that rims off, and the rebound pull-down by Lionel Kamwimba. Zaheem Jackson crossover to the right corner. Keeps the dribble, goes all the way in. Reverse shot, no good. Draws the foul. He'll shoot 2. No wonder Zaheem's sore all the time. He gets knocked down, draws contact in the lane, and now we get the media timeout. 9:27 to play, first half. Let's do this again. 25-20. Grizzlies, back in a minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
9:27 to play in the first half. 25-20 Grizzlies. It's time for the point of view to my right over here, Curtis Blue. What do you think?
It's a good game so far. I like what we've seen so far, mostly from the Grizzlies on defense. There have been some moments where they start to get in trouble with dribbling too much, like we've talked about. But overall... good so far.
It's funny, and this game illustrates the difference. Missing one, even though you play a lot of players, missing one guy can really change the rotation and the feel for the game. As Zaheem Jackson goes to the line to shoot, the first one is good. Because without Javian Downey, Sean Glass couldn't really start the game tonight, because if he got in early foul trouble, then you don't really have anybody to replace that position. So he's coming off the bench, and Blaine Harris got the start. Next try, good. Zaheem Jackson, 2 out of 2. Grizzlies put Jake Sage from Springfield in the ball game. Jonathan White from South Carolina in there, guard for the Grizzlies, too. Straight up man-to-man. Over on the left side now. They'll get it to Jordan Brooks. Back left corner at the free throw line. Pull-up shot for 2 is good. Rose first bucket. 27-22. Grizzlies back to a 5-point lead. Zaheem Jackson over a screen, drives in, pump fake, goes up, missed it, got knocked down, but the Grizzlies get the rebound, and we got a player hurt for Morton College.
I believe that's Nathaniel Lewis.
Nathaniel Lewis coming in off the bench in this game, 6'7", sophomore, and he's one of those English kids they have. They've got, how many do they have from England on their team?
1, 2, 2.
I see 2. They also have
France
represented.
Serbia.
Yep.
2 from Moldova.
Yep. And the country of Texas is represented. Anyway, 8:46 to go in the first half, and we get, well, there's the best thing you can see, and that is the player Nathaniel Lewis up and walking off under his own power. Terry Elrod is the trainer for the Grizzlies and has been for a long, long time. So Nathaniel sits down in the bleachers, Terry walking back to the other end, and she will be grabbing an ice pack. Here's the inbound play. Grizzlies with the ball, up 5, 18 to go on the shot clock. Jake Sage, good wraparound bounce pass. Pass across, deflected, picked up by Lionel, goes up inside, no good, and a rebound. Lionel's got a dunk pass.
Yeah.
On the drive, down the key, here's a teardrop floater, and people running into each other, deflects to the corner, and Morton keeps it. No kick at left corner, open shot for a three, no good. Long rebound, and the Grizzlies get it, two on two the other way. Bounce it ahead, Jonathan White, he lost it, picked up by Zaheem Jackson. And this is getting hairy. Back the other way, Anderson stolen away. Jake Sage will not dunk, he'll lay it in.
I'm just glad he didn't miss it.
Jake Sage, his first bucket of the night, 29-22 off the turnover. Anderson out front. To the point, they'll get it there to Kevin Caffey. Anderson in the right corner, wraparound pass on the wing. Up fake, crossover dribble. Bounce pass on the back door to Anderson, double team, bumped out of bounds. That's a turnover. In high school, that would be a foul.
This ain't high school.
So the turnover is the fifth against Morton College. Both teams have turned it over five times.
Harris in the game for the Grizzlies and for Ethan Smith.
This is probably our best three-point shooting team as a group that we have out there right now. Wayne Harris, Jake Sage, along with Zaheem, all really good three-point shooters. And here's the three by Zaheem. It's good.
Makes it a 10-point lead again, 33-22 or 32-22.
There's something about Zaheem Jackson that I've kind of decided anyway. Here's a pass outside. Kathy has it on the wing. Works against and gets around Zaheem. Layup, no good. Late call and a foul on the Grizzlies, Blaine Harris.
I think that'll be Blaine's second, and that's not a good thing to see. And it is.
Two on the boot heel product, Blaine Harris. So at the free throw line, Kevin Caffey. He'll shoot two. First try is good. The thing about Zaheem is every team needs a guy that you can give the ball to that's maybe a little more experienced than the other guys out there, and he is not afraid of the moment and to have the ball in his hands in, you know, some pretty tight times. Next free throw, no good. There's Jaden Roach with a big rebound. And the Grizzlies come back with it. Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock, USA in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Jonathan White on the right side. Step back. He'll shoot a three. Good. Jonathan White. Or they call that two.
Well, they gave it a two.
It was a two. Jonathan White with a foot on the line. 6:15 to go in the half. 34-23 Grizzlies. Out on the right side now. This is Jordan Banks. Back to the point. To the left point. Crossover dribble. Down the key. Up and around shot. No good. As Rowe missed it, but it was fumbled out of bounds by the Grizzlies. So 7 on the shot clock. No one. Established possession, so the shot, well, I take that back. Someone did establish possession, evidently. 20 on the shot clock. Back into the basketball game. And we got a couple of subs. Dalen Rowe is at the point, can't get the inbound pass. Now in the right corner, open shot. Anderson, three is good. Not that. These little guys a player.
Yeah.
34-26, and if it weren't for him,
they'd be in trouble.
This would be way ugly. Jake Sage down the key, bounces across, ball knocked away, loose on the deck. Tie up, jump ball, Grizzly basketball. I mean, they have scored 26 points, and he has 16. Talking about Adrian Anderson. 6-foot sophomore from Berwyn Illinois. I'm just guessing that's another Chicago suburb. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front. Jake Sage, 14 on the shot clock in the right corner. Jonathan White back around the horn. Top of the circle. Three by Sage is no good. But the rebound goes to Riley. Inside. Bump fake. Bump fake. Goes up. Whistle. Something got called. It's going to be a travel, I guess. I didn't see the official sign. Did he travel? Yes. He did. I guess I wasn't very clear. Is that what the official call?
That's what the official call
okay.
was.
Okay. He definitely walked, but. Anyway, Adrian Anderson back left to right in the orange. Down the right corner, open jump shot, air ball, loose ball, picked up inside. Kathy goes up, shoots over Richardson. No good, and a foul is called. Now, that ball was shot, came off the backboard, and was rebounded, and then they called the foul on the shot.
Yeah, they're a little late on their calls tonight.
It's almost like foul. Well, let's see what happens. Oh, okay, and that's when the whistle goes. For Ryan, that's his first foul. First one, negative result. He is one out of three, he being Kevin Caffey, one out of three from the line. There are, well, I don't know how many junior colleges there are up in the Chicago area, but one of them, Triton, is one of the best teams in the country. Free throw is good on the second try. The Triton Warriors. They are good. Front court Grizzlies with Ryan Richardson over to Riley Whitaker, over to Zaheem Jackson. Jab step goes to his left. Gets in the lane, leans in, puts up a little shot, spins off the rim, tipped out, picked up by Anderson. Up the right side. On the wing, Cathy puts it on the deck, drives in, shoots stuff off balance shot, up and good. Kevin Cathy's got six. This is a five-point game again, 34-29. Richardson out high, dribbles in, has it stripped. Bump fake, goes up and around, whistle, walks with the basketball. The more we dribble the basketball, the more it hits the floor, the slower we move on offense.
I don't know where the walk was there. I must have missed it.
I would have called it a double dribble, but I didn't see the walk.
Well, I thought he lost it and then just started dribbling again.
So with 4:30 to go in the first half, 34-29. Anderson bumped out front, and that tells you about Anderson. Urji Hunami's guarding him, and Urji guards the toughest draw. Shot from 17, straight on shot, no good, and outracing everybody to the rebound. They'll control, and Morton College will have another crack at it here. Communique, Wellington with a rebound. Baseline shot, no good by Anderson. We'll get a foul, and there's a little makeup call. Not sure who, but it'll be somebody in orange with 4:02 to go in the first half, 34-29. That would be...
They don't have a 13 on our roster.
Now, see, I would give them a technical foul just for that. I don't see a 13 on the court.
He's on the bench now.
Aha. We'll try and straighten all these complicated things out at halftime. Baseline, Riley Whitaker. Shot clock at 12. Down the key. Sean Glass works his way in. Goes up. Missed the shot with the left hand. Rebounded by the Panthers, and they'll slow it up a little bit. Down the left side, up off the board, on the cut. No good, Riley Whitaker. Boy, that's a tough break. That looked like it was going in. Ryan Richardson has it. Left wing, Urji, good. Crossover, goes in, puts off the rim, no good. Tipped up and in, and that's Jaden Roach, and that's what he can do right there.
Good to see that from him.
I like this kid so much. He's got so much upside. He's still kind of learning the game. But you can't teach the physical tools that he has. Here's a bad pass on a hook pass underneath, out of bounds off the hands of Morton College. That's their sixth turnover. And the Grizzlies will have it in the backcourt. First game tonight, Grizzly JV played North Arkansas.
Final score, 109-40. We play North Ark tomorrow night. Folks, come on out and watch tomorrow night here at the Civic Center. That will be a really good game. North Ark is a very good basketball team, and we're playing better. Hook pass underneath. Good feed. Ergy off the rim. No good. Put back, and there he is again, Jaden Roach, with the offensive tip-in. 38-29. McCarthy passes across. Kevin Cathy down the lane. Bounce pass in. Bad pass. Clear the way. Out of bounds. Both teams with seven turnovers now as Lionel Kamwimba and Zaheem Jackson check in for Riley Whitaker and Jaden Roach. Not out there looked very long, but those couple of minutes, Jaden was out there. He was getting things done. Baseline, glass, far corner, whip it around. Ergy curls over the top, down the key, puts it up high off the board. No good. Rebounded by Morton College, and they push it back the other way. On the baseline, teardrop floater off the board, won't go, tipped over, picked up by Sean Glass. Grizzlies' best rebounder has another one. In the left corner, Zaheem Jackson. Oh, man, Lionel had his guy pinned underneath. Baseline, follow away, 17-foot shot, won't go, and chased down in the corner. Down the key, Anderson. He hasn't scored in a while. All the way down the lane. Here's Cathy with a runner as he got his man, beat his man off the dribble. That is one thing that we have not done very well since day one and still are trying to get better at, guarding and getting beat off the dribble. Right side, three is good. Ryan Richardson, fourth three of the first half. 41-31. Free throw line, back to the point, to the right wing. Jordan Brooks with a three, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass gets another one. Middle of the floor, down the key, keeps the dribble, back outside. Zaheem with a three, rims off. Rebound, though, fought for, and we'll have a foul call against the Panthers.
Probably on Kevin Cathy, I believe. His first, sixth team foul for Morton.
We only have 32 seconds to go in the half, and it looks very much like neither team's going to get the bonus. Jake Page on the inbound play for the Grizzlies. 20 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock. Left corner, Jake wide open, passed it up, knocked away. Picked back up. Now Zaheem with 24 seconds, 11 on the shot clock. Zaheem goes to the basket, goes in, leans in, shoots. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. Some people can do that and never get a call. Some people can do it and get it almost every time.
Yeah. And Jackson's one of those.
So Zaheem Jackson, perfect. No good. Barely drew iron. I was getting ready to say he made his last three. Now he's three out of five in the line. Sean Glass back in the game quickly. Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson go to the bench. 41-31, Grizzlies. 42-31, Grizzlies. Zaheem connects on the second. 14 seconds to go in the half. He'll fake backdoor cut. He'll get to Anderson. He'll split the D, take it in, wrap around pass. He'll feed it back. There's a walk. Didn't get called at the point. Down the key. There's another walk. And the Grizzlies steal it to end the half. Good defense. Really, really good defense. And that's one of the themes of the half. Morton scored 31 points, and the Grizzlies did very well and correspondingly shot the ball very well from the perimeter. And when that three-point shot's going in, boy, this game looks a whole lot easier. And we're at halftime. Grizzly halftime is up next. And it's brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. We're going to come back in just 2 minutes. Let me revise that. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Katie Watt.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select, in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back with Curtis Ballou and Drew Joyce on the video tonight. Halftime score 42-31. The Grizzlies in the first half played some of their best first half basketball of the year. I thought 42, that's a very good, very productive first half offensively. The Grizzlies led in the first half by Zaheem Jackson and Ryan Richardson. They combined for 24. They both had 12 points. And the Grizzlies' three-point shooting kicked into gear. They had 7 threes in the first half. 6 points in the first half for Urji Hanami, 4 apiece for Blaine Harris and Jaden Roach, and 2 each for Jake Sage and Jonathan White. Leading scorer for Morton College, Adrian Anderson, their fine sophomore guard. Very good in the first half. He had 16. But they didn't get much else. Their other guard, Kevin Cathy, had 8. And then they got 3, 2, and 2. So their guards aren't getting much support. Grizzlies getting a little bit more. But at halftime, it's 42-31. The Grizzlies are on top. And we'll size up what we've got coming up. And that includes next week. It's going to be busy. We're going to be on the road a lot, it looks like. Anyway, at the half, 42-31. And we'll return in 2 minutes on Katie White.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, it's been nice to have all these home games all lined up.
Now you're going to go on the road?
Now we're going to do the opposite. After the game tomorrow night against North Arkansas College, the Grizzlies won't play until next Friday. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start at Arkansas State Newport. Then we don't play again until Sunday. And we'll play, oh, that's that tournament at St. Louis at Forest Park, the Missouri-Illinois Challenge. We're going to play Parkland College for like the third straight year. They're a Division II team, and they have beat us each of the last 2 years, but they are one of the, they're a top 10 Division II team. They're really good. And then, what else do we have? Anything else? Yes, we got 2 games before Christmas, and we're headed to Mississippi. We're headed to Boonville, Mississippi. We'll play Northwest Mississippi Community College, and then the next night we'll play Northeast Mississippi Community College. So that's what we've got, and then we are off as far as the Grizzlies go until the first of the year. We'll be back January the 4th, and we'll play Link Year Prep again, and then we jump feet first into the region season. I don't know. I think that, you know, people look at your record and say, well, you're 3, and if we can win tonight, we'd be 4-6. People say, well, 4-6. Well, the purpose of your games in November and December are to get you ready for what happens after January the 1st. And, you know, we've played some brutal schedules in the last few years early that probably were too tough for the way we were constituted. But, Curtis, last week we saw the Grizzlies give Northeast, played them within 6. How close did we play Southeast Iowa the next night? We lost by 8. All good games, all competitive games. And the biggest thing is that I think you see us getting better as we go.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with that, Harlan. You know, I obviously didn't get to see the games where they traveled and how they played there, but at home, they've really limited turnovers, played good defense for the most part. And, you know, besides just, like I've said, the few dry spells on shooting, we've been pretty good, a pretty good shooting team and, you know, passing the ball and keeping everybody involved. And so getting better each game is the way to go. And excited to see how this team continues to get better every day.
You remember last year there would be nights where we would count up just the three-point scoring.
Yeah.
And there were nights where we would be outscored from the three-point line 46-21
mm-hmm.
or something like that. That was not unusual. And that was one of the biggest reasons we had trouble winning certain games last year. Well, this year it seems as if we've got a little bit more depth when it comes to shooting the basketball. The first half tonight, the Grizzlies had 7 3-pointers compared to three for the Panthers. And so, you know, with that, we're outscoring them 21-9. That's a 12-point gap, and we got an 11-point lead.
Yeah, so it's really nice to see that script flip for the Grizzlies this year and to, you know, be outscoring people with the threes. And it's just a good thing to see. It's making it fun to watch as well.
Not only do we have the Grizzlies on the radio, we're going to have the Zizzers on the radio starting next week. And we'll go over some of that and get ready for the second half. And at the end of the game, Curtis Ballou will be selecting the Don's Auto Service player of the game for tonight. I've got a clue maybe which way he's leaning right now. But we'll see how it all pans out. We'll deal with that at game's end. A timeout here. We're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn. Here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
There's our guy right there, Drew Joyce.
What was that? It's a late night for him.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you going the distance here. Drew Joyce on the camera, on the live stream. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start time, Grizzly JV will play Morton College at 5 in our game against one of my favorite nicknames of any team we play. We play the Pioneers. That will start at 7 o'clock. Same 5 to start the second half to start the first half for the Grizzlies. Lane Harris, Lionel Kamwimba, Urji Hunami, Ryan Richardson, and Zaheem Jackson. And, you know, when you just take the five that are out there that started the game tonight for the Grizzlies, and you look at them and you think, okay, what is the distinguishing quality of this bunch? And the first thing you always think of is offense. How's this going to affect, you know, how the way the playoffs? But I'd almost be willing to bet you that Jared Fay is thinking defense with this particular lineup,
especially with Lionel and Ergie.
I would hate to, when I played, have Ergie guard me. What a nightmare. I'd just scream and throw the ball at somebody. Here we go, underway. And now a turnover. 13 seconds into the second half, tossed out of bounds casually by Zereje Gerbovich. Turnover is the ninth on Morton College. They go to a 2-3 zone. Let's see if the Grizzlies can solve this and make a few more shots. On the right side. Inside, wide open. Lionel lays it up and good.
Good assist there by Jackson to find him.
Good job moving and getting open inside by Lionel. Bad pass again. Goes behind the receiver. Out of bounds. And Morton has had it twice, and they've thrown it away twice. They will substitute Carmonique Wellington into the lineup,
as well as Ethan Norman.
Wellington, 6'7" freshman from Chicago at the point. Back to the wing. Up fake. Zaheem dribbles over. Skip pass to the corner. Underneath. Good ball feed. Inside, shot up by Ergie, and it's good. Curtis, they moved that from one corner to the other and got an easy shot.
And it was a beautiful thing.
Anderson for Morton College, back out on the left side. That will get it to Kathy. He'll dribble in, pull up, kick it to the far side. Anderson's got a wide open look for a three, and it's good. He's got 19 points. Just look at him. Not a very big kid. Probably about 6 feet tall, maybe. I bet he's a gym rat. Richardson to the right side to the corner. Zaheem takes it baseline all the way down. Double team goes up. This time he didn't get the call, but the rebound putback is up and good by Ergie Hanami.
I was going to say the same thing about Anderson. His basketball IQ is probably out of the roof.
6 foot sophomore from Berwyn, Illinois. He's got 19 points. The Grizzlies now with a 14-point lead, though, 48-34. Down the key. Here's a drive and an air ball. And the rebound, Lionel Kimwemba. Not your job. He passes it back to Zaheem Jackson. He thought about just dribbling it into the front court there for a second. Zaheem gets a screen. They move left. They look to the corner. Not open. Back to the right point. Zaheem. Free throw line, Ergie got away with a walk, drives, got his shot blocked, out of bounds, Grizzly ball with 20 on the shot clock. Am I imagining, because I think I see walks that aren't being called, and it seems as if things have loosened up a little bit when it comes to keeping track of traveling violations this year, and this will be the 11th game that I've done, but it seems like they're letting people get away with a lot more, catching the ball and taking off before they get the ball on the floor and that sort of thing. Inbound play for the Grizzlies out front. 2.5 minutes into the second half, it's 48-34. Blaine Harris to the point. Brian Richardson inside, the ball tipped away from Lionel and stolen by Wellington. Down the front court, Kathy walked with the ball. And he'll call for a double dribble. So team straight turnovers. Grizzlies, first of the second half. And Curtis, that's eight. That's still, but, you know, we keep it at 10 to 12 range. That's not too bad on a given night.
Not too bad at all.
Morton College has committed 12. Ryan Richardson, inside pass to Ergie. Catches, posts inside, turns, shoots high, and no good. A little high arcing shot, but it rattled in and out. Here comes Anderson, 48-34. There's a little body contact out front. No call. Down the left side. They'll curl it over. Norman has it. Back outside it goes. Cathy. Kevin Cathy's guard down the right side of the key. Turns. Spins. He's at his foot in the lane for 5 seconds.
He walked there. I don't know how he didn't.
Here's a drive ball blocked by Lionel Kimwimba. The Grizzlies come away with it. Again, really good defense. Zaheem for three, left point, and it's no good. Wellington had it, nearly lost it. And now back they come the other way with Stanislav Todorosko. He has it at the left point. Puts it on the floor, goes behind the back. Now Anderson crosses over in the lane. Leans in, shoots over Richardson, high off the board and good. That kid is.
He was at a disadvantage. He still was able to get the shot off.
Anderson actually is probably more like 5'10", and Ryan goes, what, 6'5", something like that. Shot it over him and banked it in. 48-36, left wing, three by Ryan is no good, too hard. Ball goes long to the corner. Wellington saves it, gets it into Anderson, and he crashes into the bleachers. We get a foul at midcourt on the Grizzlies. That'll be on Zaheem, and that'll be his first foul?
I believe so.
15:36 to go in this contest. Grizzlies trying to move to 4-6 by the end of the weekend. We could be back to the game under 500 if we can win two. And it's certainly feasible that we could get above 500 by the time Christmas gets here. Down the lane. Here's a drive. Cappy. High off the board. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Lionel Kimwimba. Urji Hunami kicked it back. Double dribbled by Blaine Harris, but he didn't get called for it. And the Grizzlies hold on. Mike Watt, who I understand is under the weather right now. I hope Mike's feeling better. We talk about that particular play a lot on our road trip. Here's a drive inside. No ball, no good, and the ball flies out of the hands of Urji, and it's controlled by Morton College. Cathy to the left point. Todorosko gets it down low on the block. Wellington shoots it from the left hand. Good.
Brings Morton back within 10. 48-38.
Garmonique Wellington. 10-point game. We'll get Jaden Roach back in there in a second. Left point, Jonathan White. In the corner, Blaine Harris, low block. Here's a turn off the board. Good, Urji Hunami.
Urji has been a man on a mission tonight on both ends of the floor.
He's got 12 points, and Urji will use the backboard more than any player I've seen on the Grizzlies in all the years I've done these games. And that's a good thing. Wellington drives through, steps through, walks with the basketball. Turnover, number 4.5 on the Panthers. Urji will get a break.
As does Lionel and Jackson.
50-38. It adds up on the scoreboard. It even adds up in the book here that I keep, which is really remarkable. Sean Glass in the front court. Let's see if we can get this thing out to 16, 18 points in the right corner. Sean Glass up, fake to the point. Blaine Harris fires a three too hard, a brick, and it'll come off and be taken by Kevin Cathy. That three was a little bit hurried. Defensive end, though. Anderson has it, left point, guarded by Jonathan White. Down the lane, Anderson, fall away, runner, good. 10 feet away, and there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
50-40. We'll see if the Grizzlies can get the ball in the lane here. Maybe get it inside. Left corner, Blaine Harris, ball fake, dribbles in all the way, puts up a little floater, no good. Jaden Roach had it, lost it.
Don't know how there wasn't a foul there.
Pass up ahead, Wellington trapped underneath. You're going to have to hold your ground. Kick it far side, Jonathan White comes up with a steal. Grizzlies back from left to right in the white. Jonathan down the key, pulls up, 10-foot shot, no good. Got his own rebound, and he got fouled Ball knocked out of bounds, but no whistle on the play except for the out of bounds.
So in them play, I guess.
But I'd rather see this than see
what we saw the other night with 10
every 5 seconds, someone blowing the whistle. Inbound play, great catch by Sean Glass. Left corner, Riley Whitaker's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Riley got his own board, got it underneath. He throws up strong and scores. Man, I love the way Jaden Roach is playing tonight. He's not been out there for very long, but he's made an impression when he has been out there,
making the most of his minute.
We get a full timeout with 12:28 to go in the second half. The Grizzlies with a 12-point lead against the Panthers from Morton College in Cicero, Illinois, 52-40. Back in a minute on 81.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
52-40 is the score. The Grizzlies five right now. Jonathan White, Sean Glass, Riley Whitaker, Jaden Roach, and Ryan Richardson. And here we go. Back to play. The orange-clad Morton Panthers with the ball. They're down by a dozen. Pass on the wing, over play. Glass with a steal. Oh, but he stepped out of bounds, and so it'll stay with Morton College.
Love to see that defense, though. Didn't know he stepped out.
I'll tell you what, you can see it developing, but Sean Glass and JB and Downey, when they're out there together playing as a guard pairing, they are really coming along great. We've seen them double up scoring the basketball here in recent games, too. That's a big thing. Down the key. Here's Kathy, stops, kicks it back outside. Here's a jab step by Brooks. He goes in the lane, goes up, pulls up short, rebound, Jaden Roach. And look at Jaden sprint down the floor. He's going to get down that underneath. He's wide open. No, they're going to shoot it from the corner. Good for three, Jonathan White. Well, that was better.
1 point better.
55-40. Down the key, Kathy drives off the glass and good, and a really tough shot. He has 10 points as he tossed it high off the glass. 55-42. Sean Glass, left side. Jonathan White at the point. Right wing. Fitzpatrick. Back inside. Here's Sean Glass. Pull-up shot, no good. Tipped up by Roach. Won't go. Now down the key, here's a lean-in shot, no good, tipped away by Riley, but Whitaker touched it last, and it'll go back over to Morton College. Ryan Richardson, if you're just tuning in, he had 12 points in the first half, made four threes, but he hasn't scored yet here in the first 9 minutes of the second half. And we were talking about their big guy, Charlie McCarthy. He is back in the ballgame, 6'10" kid. I mean, he is, he's not a beanpole either. He's legit. He's built a little bit. I'd like to see Jaden Roach at 6'10". That'd be fun. But Jaden's pretty good at 6'6". On defense, guarding the ball on the perimeter with five on the shot clock. Look at this defense. Hook pass across. We're going to have to force one. Brooks will jab, shoot the three, and it's no good. But the long rebound comes back to Kathy. He'll circle back outside. He'll shoot from the baseline. That's good.
Kevin Cassidy's got 12. 55-44. It feels kind of like we should be pulling away from these guys about now.
Yeah.
But they kind of keep hanging around. Grizzly basketball against the Morton zone in the left corner. Sean Glass, deep three. It's good. Sean Glass, first basket of the ball game, and now a violation throwing the ball in by Morton College. Somebody stepped out of bounds. Somebody touched the ball. Somebody is not thinking.
That's the second time that McCarthy and Cassie have had a conversation after a mishap.
Jaden Roach out of the ball game. Looks like he got hit in the mouth. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Riley with a three. In and out. Rebound. Nice job by Lionel. He had it knocked away. Grizzlies get it, though. Jonathan White, inside out pass. Urgy, up fake. Three ball left wing. It's good. The Urginator now has 15. And a timeout called by the Panthers. 9:44 to go. I guess this will supplant our media timeout. 60-44. Grizzlies on top now by 16, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
60-44, 9:44 to go in the basketball game, and the Grizzlies are looking at this point, and there's still almost 10 minutes left. Look pretty good tonight, Curtis.
Yeah, I think we're definitely heading towards our high point mark of the season. Don't want to jinx it or anything like that. But 60 with 9 minutes to go, almost 10 minutes to go.
Let's see, what's the most we have scored in a game this year?
The most I've seen, I think, is 72? Whatever we scored against Link here.
We'll figure it out. Looks like maybe 78. Back to play, Charlie McCarthy from Morton College. They have the ball with 15 on the shot clock, and they're down. Anderson nearly lost it, now throws it away in the front court. Ball was going backcourt, tried to save it. Turnover 7.5, 15 now for the game against the Panthers. Ethan Smith back in for the Grizzlies. When I first saw Ethan tonight shooting layups and warm-ups, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, he's got that new hairdo.
Yeah, he's let that hair flow, man. At the point, left side, back to the point, Sean has it. Crossover dribble, left wing. Jake Sage to the high post, Smith, and there's, holy cow. They're going to call
Lionel
Kamwemba. He had a guard, Kathy, guarding him 6'1". Lionel was 6'8". And they're going to say that, evidently, Lionel must have physically abused him,
I guess.
Lionel didn't have to foul him to score on him. I don't understand that, but
that's only the second foul of the half, and both have been on the Grizzlies.
At the point, Kathy, guarded by Urgy. Puts it on the floor, bounce pass to the right corner, deep three. It is no good. Rebound, it's saved by Lionel Kamwemba, who bangs to the deck. Front court, Sean Glass, right corner. Jake Sage, he hasn't been able to get loose to shoot one yet tonight. Sean, deep three, right corner, off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Kamwemba to the point. Jake steps over. He forces a three, and that doesn't draw anything but the floor.
Jake was looking for the foul there. He's still asking the referee what was up. He has really struggled to get open and get a shot off tonight. Zaheem, the scoring machine, Jackson. Back to the ball game. Not to be confused with Gene, the dancing machine. Pull up, left elbow, jump shot for Morton is up and good by Dalen Rowe. His first basket. 60-46. Zaheem Jackson, left wing. There's an open three for Jake. Air ball. Saved by Konami. And back comes Anderson and Morton College. They're down 14 with 8 minutes to go. Game's not over yet. Anderson at the point. Over a high screen, they double team and now get it to the baseline. Free throw line, pull up, good defense. Double team the basketball, they'll jump the guy, and there McCarthy will hand it off back to the left side. Up fake, roll, pull up, jump shot is no good. Another terrific defensive series that time for the Grizzlies. Down the key all the way. Zaheem puts it up on the run. It won't fall in. Fight for the ball. Picked up by McCarthy. Here they come with numbers 3-on-3. At the left point, Kathy. Left wing. Open shot for a three off the side iron by Brooks. Long rebound. Kathy has it. Takes it in. Shoots the layup. Good.
Brings you back to within 12, 60-48.
So the Grizzlies now with Zaheem Jackson, Lionel Kumwimba, Urgi Hunami, Ethan Smith, and Jake Sage pass inside. Here's a shot by Urgi. Yep, no good. He got fouled, though, on the shot. Well, first time he's got a call on a shot.
I was about to say, let's be specific.
Yeah. Lionel Kumwimba at the free throw line. Of all the players, and we've had some super, super kids that have come through this program. But in all the years that I've done it and been this close to the program, first free throw, no good by Lionel. He'll get one more try. So Kathy got his second foul on that last play. We have had no better kid come through this program than the guy shooting the free throws right now, Lionel Kumwimba. Free throw is good. Lionel gets one out of two. He is a terrific kid. But we've got a lot of really good kids on this team. That's one thing, one of the hallmarks of Coach Faye's teams the last 4 years. Character matters. And Blaine Harris breathes on Adrian Anderson and gets called for a foul.
It seems like, I mean, obviously tonight, not many things have been called, but poor Blaine, he gets called for everything, it seems like. That's his third foul.
Blaine Harris in the starting lineup tonight. Jaden Roach back in the ballgame. Ryan Richardson in the ballgame with Urgi Hanami. And now Jonathan White is out there. Pass into the right corner. Brooks has it. Left-hander curls in, feeds it back outside. Kathy with it. Crossover dribble, nearly lost it. Now he walked with it. He does that nearly every time he has the basketball. And he doesn't jump stop. He tries to put the brakes on and he skids.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
61-48. The Grizzlies are ahead by 13. They go to a half-court trap. Down the key, kick it inside, outside, left corner. Open shot for a three. Jonathan White, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Wellington. Here come the Panthers with it with Anderson. Crossover dribble. Gets inside, kicks it to the corner. Back around the wing it goes. Three ball, good by Brooks.
That makes it a 10-point game again, 61-51.
What I was saying earlier this half, the game has a feel to it like we ought to be pulling away from these guys by now, but we're not. So they've kind of kept within shouting distance. It's a 10-point game. Urgi in the corner. Jonathan White on the dribble.
Takes it in, shoots off balance. No good. That was not the best shot to take there. Ball knocked away behind, stolen. Urji Hanami comes away with it. Urji making plays in the corner. White dribbles in on the baseline, and he'll be fouled. And that is only the second foul on Morton College this half. Grizzlies just have three.
And that'll be on Adrian Anderson, his second. I'd like to see him get some more foul trouble.
It would take a lot of the mystery out of how it's going to finish. Inbound play in the corner. Blaine Harris catch. The three is up. No good. Bounces high in the air on the weak side. Wellington comes away with it. Carmonique Wellington. Anderson out front, guarded by Ryan Richardson. High screen. And now he clears him out. Kicks it to the left point. Brooks with another big three, and it's no good. Long rebound. Blaine Harris has it. And at this point in the game, with 5 minutes to go, we're up by 10. We're not in a hurry. Blaine Harris, lob it back left point. Jonathan White's got longer minutes tonight, hasn't he?
Good thing to see, too.
Thought about a backdoor alley-oop. Instead, we shoot the three from the left wing. In and out. Long rebound, though, and Ryan Richardson has it. That's a good thing, and we'll set it again. 20 on the shot clock. Free throw line. Urji up fake in the right corner. Harris. Weak pass to the right elbow. Urji gets it. Back goes to White. Three ball right wing. Good. Boy, that was dead on from the time it left his hand. That shot was right in line between Curtis, myself, and the basket. There was no doubt that ball was going in. Timeout on the floor. 4:25 to play. A minute timeout with the score. The Grizzlies 64 and the Panthers from Morton College 51. Back in a minute. Make that back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We come back and we were talking about Jaden Roach during the commercial. Has that guy just been, you know, he hasn't played a lot of minutes, but the minutes he's been out there, he has been a force and had an effect on the game.
Yeah, he just hustles all the time. He's about the only one that sprints up and down the court every time.
Front court, Adrian Anderson gets a screen, dribbles into the lane, back pass on the bounce, up, no good, foul on the play. That'll stop the clock with 4:18 to go in a 13-point game. That'll put Wellington at the free throw line.
We're going to give that to Ryan Richardson. That's his second foul, 14th foul for the Grizzlies.
I'm really looking forward to that game tomorrow night. Here's the free throw, good. Grizzlies will have to play and play well to beat North Ark tomorrow night. In the game, Ethan Norman for the Panthers from Chicago. Next free throw try by Wellington, no good, and the rebound controlled by Urji Hanami, who has had an all-around solid game tonight. 64-52. Richardson down the key all the way in, goes to the basket, and he'll be held. And a foul will be called for the shot. And that'll go again against Kevin Cathy, his third.
When I caught it, it looked like an offensive foul, but I'll take it.
In the ball game, Marcus Owens for the Panthers. Grizzlies on offense, right elbow, Urji Hanami. Owens, a 6'3 freshman. Here's a shot for three, no good. Wellington gets the rebound. 64-52, 12-point game with 3:45 to go. Keep playing that stout defense. Right wing, three ball, no good. Ball comes off to the far right corner. Ryan Richardson has it. He comes up, passes up the right side. Jonathan to the right corner to Blaine. To Jonathan White, crossover, good move, gets inside, kicks it outside. Blaine with 18 on the shot clock, a lot of time. High pick and roll. Richardson goes left, gets it to Harris. Lob inside. Good feed. Lay it good by Lionel Kumwimba. Great pass by Blaine Harris that time. Lionel's got five. Always like to see Lionel get in the scorebook. 66-52. Anderson, left point. Dribbling in. Kathy lost control of it, and then Urji Hanami fell on the top of him. And the foul will be on the originator. Coming in first, though. So Ethan Smith will check in for Lionel Kumwimba, who will get the glad hand as he comes out. Don's Auto Service, player of the game when it's over, and we'll talk to Jared Fain, the head coach for the Grizz. Crossover in the lane, Anderson goes in, pulls up, and shoots it over Harris. Good again. Kid's got 25 points. He's their team. He's legit. Sean Glass, front court all the way in, goes up, puts it off the board, and good. And Sean showed some of that jumping ability. He went up over Wellington at 6'7", and laid that in off the glass. Five for Glass. And now a bad pass thrown away. Morton has turned it over 18 times. This will bring an end to their four-game winning streak. Sean Glass goes left, pulls it back. We're in no hurry here. 2:12 to go, up by 14. Right side, Urji puts it on the floor, drives in all the way, lost it, kicks it to the far corner. Blaine for a three, no good. And there's Ethan Smith. He had it, lost it, bobbled around, picked up now. Here comes Kathy up the middle of the floor to the left wing. Kicks it far right corner. Anderson with a three, and it's around and no good. Ball tipped out and picked up by the Grizzlies. And now knocked away from behind. And we've got all kinds of shenanigans and players on the floor. And a foul to be called on the Grizzlies with 1:47 to go in a 14-point game.
I mean, good to see that everyone's still hustling.
Morton is not going to rank as one of the stronger teams that we've played so far, but, I mean, they're 4-3. They're on a winning streak. And I think all in all tonight, we have played really pretty good.
Yeah, we've had great defensive stints and forced them to 18 turnovers, so nothing to complain about.
68-54. Anderson to Rowe. Bounce pass inside. Wellington goes up with the shot. No good. Dipped out. Picked back up, though. Anderson, three. Left point. No good. Rebound long, and there's Cappy with it. He'll drive the baseline and a reach-in foul on Ethan Smith. We'll stop the clock with a minute 27 to play. It's kind of nice to have one of these games not only be ahead, but actually be ahead by a comfortable margin here.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace.
Marcus Owens is back in the lineup for Morton College, 6'3", freshman from Chicago. They've got several Chicagoans. First free throw is good by Kevin Gaffey. I mean, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and probably 2 or 3 suburb kids. Next one is also good. Kathy makes them both. Pressure in the backcourt, 12-point game, and ball nearly stolen, and a loose basketball. And they're going to call Zaheen Jackson for a foul, going for the loose ball, and I don't know really what that was all about.
I don't either. Loose ball, both going for it.
He bumped into the kid, but it wasn't like he gained a big advantage when he did it. Zaheen goes out. And Sean goes out as well, Sean Glass. Adrian Anderson, he has 25 points tonight, and this is his first free throw attempt. And it's good. 26 for him. His team down 11 with 1:22 to go. Next one good. 10-point game.
You know, you usually don't say it about an opposing player, but Anderson's been fun to watch tonight.
Oh, yeah. And now foul in the backcourt with 1:20 to go. That is only the 14th foul on Morton College. They've got a couple more to give here before the Grizzlies shoot the 1-1 so they can take some chances. 68-58. Riley Whitaker in the game. In the backcourt, they'll get Jonathan White. Now everybody clear out. Because Jonathan can beat anyone down the floor. Jonathan White in the front court picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Whitaker. 18 on the shot clock. 10-point game. Jonathan White. Double team from behind. Keeps the dribble. Kicks it across to Urgy. Down the key and a dunk with one hand. Urgy Hanami. Three ball, right wing, Kathy, good for Morton College in a timeout. Anderson has overshadowed his running mate, Kevin Kathy, who has had a solid game tonight. He has 19 points. Timeout on the floor, but it's going to be a 30. So, our next broadcast is tomorrow night from right here. North Arkansas College Pioneers will be the opponent. And Jordan Hunter is their head coach. There's a guy that has got a future in the world of college coaching. He comes by it natural, though. Dad's pretty good at it. Steve Hunter. Maybe we'll get to see Steve here tomorrow night. 70-60. Of course, Steve Hunter has got that connection with West Plains. 15 to the Final Four. I got to do those games up in the old Hearn Center. Back in, I think it was 98, but I'm not sure. 96. Anyway, back to play, 70-60 as I drone on. Here's Jonathan in the front court, lost the basketball, but he got it back, got it to Urgy, and he goes up, missed the shot. Rebound, Ethan Smith lays it up and in. 72-60. Anderson down the lane. Back outside it goes. Up fake by Brooks. Down the lane to the corner. Ball tipped away. Picked back up. Here's Cassie. 30 seconds to play. Grizzlies are going to win. And the shot from the right wing. Three ball sails out of bounds. Dick Page will come in for Urgy Hanami. Good job by Urgy tonight. Really, really good game. Urgy has 17. And let's see. Shot clock is off, so we can run the clock out here. 72-60. We're just going to handle it, rag it out near midcourt. 5 seconds to go. And the final in this ball game is 72 Grizzlies, 60 for the Panthers of Morton College. All right, you've had a ton of time to think about it. The Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game for tonight is Urgy Hanami. Very good choice. You know, an odd thing, and by the way, Don's Auto Service brings you the player of the game each game. Have you got the tires on your rig that you need for wintertime? I can tell you where to get them. And get your vehicle winterized at Don's Auto Service. Something really weird as I was looking at the score here. First half, Zaheem and Ryan combined for 24 points. Neither scored in the second half.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something? Urgy picked it up, though. Urgy Hanami with 17 points is the player of the game from Don's Auto Service. He is making his way up here with a big grin on his face, he being Jared Fay. So we'll discuss things with him here and get his thoughts on this whole affair. You know, we were talking about halfway through the second half, and I said, you know, the one thing that I draw from this, the biggest factor, contributing factor to us winning this game by 12 points, I'll tell you what, Jared, our man-to-man defense has gotten better.
Yeah, it was really pretty good for 40 minutes tonight. Still got to cut down on turnovers, and there's some other things that But, you know, Morton can score the ball. They can shoot it a little bit. They run their stuff really good. So at times when we just weren't letting them score and are forcing turnovers, definitely a step in the right direction.
I don't know what's satisfactory or acceptable as far as you're concerned, but especially considering kind of what we've had to deal with the last couple of years, any night we have around 10 turnovers, that's not too awful bad.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we did a pretty good job. I just think, you know, I'm obviously going to be nitpicking here, but they put the press on there. We got to just be solid. I feel like the turnovers we did have were just mental lapses on our part that we got to clean up. But definitely saw some good things. The ball moved really well tonight. We shot a good percentage, and I feel like a lot of that was finding the open guy, moving ball, making their defense work.
Our shots went in a lot with a lot more consistency in that first half when we were moving the basketball. When that ball hits the floor on the dribble, it's just human nature didn't stand around more. But our three-point shooting in relation to our ball movement was really good tonight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Morton, to be honest, they've mostly zoned, so it's a pretty good zone. They're long. We were anticipating that. They started out man. They went zone a little bit, hit a couple shots. They got out of it, so we were kind of able to shoot them out of it a little bit. But again, a lot of good things from this that we can take, and we'll definitely take the win, but there's still a lot of things that we can improve.
There's two kids that I want to ask you about. Urchi Hanami was our player of the game tonight. He had 17 points, but how many points Urchi scores doesn't tell anything close to what he contributes. He's kind of like the Swiss Army knife out there.
He is. I would play Urchi 40 minutes every night, even if he didn't score a point. You know, you just notice when he's not out there defensively, he goes and gets rebounds. He's always playing hard. His effort's always really good. Even when he's tired, he's battling through that, and it's good to see him have some success on the offensive end.
And I'll tell you what, another kid, I would buy stock in his future and his upside. I thought, and he didn't play a lot of minutes tonight, but Jaden Roach, when he was out there, was just a monster inside. And one time after they scored, he beat everybody down the court so he could post up and get the ball inside. That's the little things that make a lot of difference.
No doubt. And both of his offensive rebounds in the first half were kind of stretches where we weren't hitting shots and weren't scoring. And for him to just go get it, I tell our guards, you know, if you drive and try to get to the rim, he's going to come clean it up. It's probably a better bounce pass or chest pass or lob that you throw to him because he's coming. That's one thing he does. Jaden's going and getting that ball.
He is fun to watch. Well, North Ark is here tomorrow night, and they beat up on the JV team this evening. One thing about North Arkansas, and we've kind of seen this metamorphosis over the past probably 10 years, these days with Jordan Hunter coaching, there's just in the last 3 years, you can see a lot of improvement in this team.
Yeah, no doubt. They're good. They're a good, hard-playing, scrappy team. We saw that last weekend. You know, they gave Southeastern Iowa everything they could handle. That game went down to the wire. And again, it gets Northeast Mississippi. The thing about North Ark is you're never going to bury them. They're always going to keep coming back at you. They're going to play really hard, lots of energy. I feel like we need to play a little bit better than we did tonight to get a win tomorrow night.
And that, lastly, and just since you said that reminded me, I was telling Curtis early in the second half, I said, you know, it feels like we're in control of the game and we ought to be pulling away from these guys, but they just keep hanging around, you know?
Yeah. And again, a little bit of that's on us, but also teams that can hit shots and shoot the ball. North Ark's going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to go through some stretches where they're not hitting, but then they go through some stretches where they're hitting again. So they'll definitely be a challenge tomorrow night.
What about this point guard, this Adrian Anderson, who wears number 2. He had 27 tonight.
He was pretty good. Watching film on him, I really liked him. You know, there's nothing that stands out. He's not very big. He's not really even quick or athletic, but he sure is a crafty point guard. Good guard.
All right, good win tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies, here with us on our post game, and the Grizzlies win it by a final of 72-60. Let's back up here and take a look once again at the scoring. 17 for Urchi Hanami. Zaheem Jackson and Ryan Richardson each had 12 points tonight, and all their points came in the first half. 6-point night for Jaden Roach. 5 points for Lionel Kamwimba. 5 points for Sean Glass. And Blaine Harris had 4, 2 apiece for Ethan Smith and Jake Sage. The Grizzlies turned it over 10 times tonight. They forced 18 from Morton College. Their leading scorer once again was Adrian Anderson, who finished with 27. He was phenomenal. And you can come and watch him play against the Grizzly JV team tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Grizzlies and North Arc at 7. Until then, the Grizzlies pick up their fourth win of the year, and they do so 72-60 over the Morton College Panthers. Till tomorrow night, for Curtis Ballou, for Drew Joyce, for Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good from Section 206 at the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.